Hey guys, I'm really excited. I'm trying something new this week, so bear with me. But your girl's attempting video. It's cool. I just got back from summer camp, and it was as magical as it looked, honestly. Full transparency, like something about the bitter end, but the new beginning just it worked. But always wanted to. Don't know if you guys have, but so the braids, the hair braids, the ones that you sit there and get done at festivals. I've never gotten done before, but I stumbled over to the ladies at Bewitching Beauty. Plug the fuck out, 'cause they're dope. And I got some festive braids, and I got some videos, so I hope you guys enjoy this.
Hell yeah!
It is gonna be great.
Hell
Your
yeah!
tattoos are so beautiful.
Oh, thank
Oh,
you.
I got them done in like the military.
Georgia clothes.
Alright, what part of Colorado are you from?
Like Westminster area.
Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
St. Louis.
Oh, fancy.
I
Okay.
know. So not too far at all, only about 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to make it to summer camp forever, and I just haven't. And I'll be honest, it's because I got spoiled with Wakarusa. And I like, there's a body of water there where you can just sit in the river all day, and I'm like, you come here.
Yeah.
You come here, it's like dusty and like hot, most of
Yeah.
the time rainy. So I was like, man. Oh, wait, but vending has been awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what, like,
yeah, it was a lot of fun, and that's how I met Jack. Jack and I became.
Yes.
Yeah. So she and I were dancing together, and she was already a hairstylist who was doing my hair.
Yeah.
And then when it came time for me to decide what I wanted to do like next, and I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
She was like, "Just go to hair school, you crazy lady. You're always gonna be doing hair formulas, and like you already like to do updos and makeup. Like just go to hair school, you're gonna love it." And she was
Yeah.
right. I loved it. And then we started working at the same salon. And when I was in hair school, I had just come back from a 3 day fish run at Dick's.
Oh shit.
Hey, fish
yeah. So and when I started hair school right after that, and I was
Yeah.
like, why is there not a braiding head of some sort at these festivals or at these on the fish lot? So that's when I came up with it, and that was back in 2017. And then like life goes on. Jackie and I were working together. We were still dancing together.
Yeah.
I've told her about this business idea from the get, and I was always thinking I didn't want to like ask her to be my partner, but I always wanted her to be my partner
Yeah.
because she's so good.
Well,
It works so well
yeah,
together.
we've done like weddings and different events
Yes.
together.
Oh, okay.
She was always my person that I would go to, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Because we trust each other.
Yes.
See, I feel like that's the biggest key.
It
Like,
is. Totally. Totally. So it just made sense. And then I was like, she's gonna already be my go-to person all the time to hire. And then she was like, how do you feel about me going in 50-50? And I was like, please, please, go in 50-50. So that started last year.
Okay.
And so our first festival was the Pick-A-Non Picnic in St. Clair, Missouri.
Okay.
And we had this tent. That was the first time we ever set it up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But our ultimate goal is really going to be to have a bus, like a
Oh.
renovated food truck, essentially.
Yeah.
So it can pass us along with the running water and everything
Yeah.
it needs.
I was like, I don't know.
And we'll do weddings with that. We can bring it here and set up with that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the goal for next year. That's like where we're headed. The other half of our business is definitely weddings.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Like, updos and stuff like that. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Have you been doing, like, the festival branding and all this stuff? Like,
no, really, just since last summer. Like, we did
really?
one festival, we did two festivals last year. They were tiny, so this is like our first bigger scale.
Yeah.
We got all this hair. We were like freaking out about if we had enough. I think we
Oh, you
do,
should have
but.
seen us in the store. We were
You
like, this could be
guys.
good. We like did a whole math problem to figure out X, which was how much hair.
Yeah. So it's been a blast trying to get ready for it all, but it's definitely been like a learning curve.
Yeah.
And I don't know though, I feel like we're being pretty well received, and people have been happy, and we've been having a
Yeah.
blast. So,
Looks like that, and you guys seem to have such like all your hair looks good. Like,
yeah.
you've been sleeping on it for 3
We
days.
have
That's
been.
the stuff that blows my mind.
Yes, you're gonna be sleeping on yours too, and it's
Yeah,
gonna
no.
make it.
I'm gonna
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. So what do you do outside?
Yeah. Nah, she's funny as fuck.
That's so fun.
I love it. I freaking love it so much.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I don't know. It's one of those. I'm like, oh shit, I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wait, like people are laughing at me right now.
Side.
our boy.
Funny story.
He's actually a Denver comic.
No.
Yeah.
So are you guys gonna be that show?
Yeah, we're 100%. We're like, we gotta stay up for Taboo.
Shout out the boy Mitch.
Yeah. It'll be fine. It's worth it.
Yeah. I was like, Mitch Draper.
Yeah. I actually.
What?
Who was it?
The dad voice still works.
Daddy issues.
Things keep playing. Exactly.
That's awesome. I did not know this was a comedy, but it makes sense. The amount of music is so funny.
Exactly. And it's one of those kids comedies. So, like, the first time I saw it, he got introduced as, like, some EDM guy. And I was looking at him the whole time. Like, I know this motherfucker, and I couldn't tell you where from. And then I figured out the next day, I'm like, oh, that's Taboo. And it was even worse. I didn't say his name right for the first year of no. Like, I said TV Boo.
Well, it's TV Boo.
That's why I said it. Taboo. I'm not going to be like, I don't know how to say it.
I felt like such a diehard fan for a while, and then my friend was like a producer in Denver too. And was just like, you're not saying it right at all. And I'm like,
you're like, sorry.
But I sounded it out, guy. Like,
I sounded it out.
Exactly.
It's his fault.
Spell it better. Exactly. Too
bad.
I
just love his form.
Yeah.
He has a mullet.
That's awesome.
Does he want
always has someone sign his mullet.
I mean, he probably will shoot him in the
legs. I feel like he would fall for it.
He couldn't go back to Mississippi with that one, though. I don't know about that. He's a Mississippi boy. So, that's funny. Oh, this is silly.
Did you guys see any Goosets last week?
Oh, we had someone. Oh, positive vibrations, and he had strippers up on the thing. And I was like, what's good to do that?
We missed
what happened last year.
Yeah.
Never in my days have I seen strippers. That's actually the first stripper I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Ever?
At Summer Camp.
Hey, they're still here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was like, Taylor.
I've seen a pregnant stripper. Girl, sorry, maybe I shouldn't. See that for the stage.
We don't have good strip clubs in San
Diego. What? No. That's not true.
Exactly.
You have amazing strip club St. Louis. You just
happened to the right one.
Hey. Sorry, maybe I'll say behind the camera. Sorry. The mushrooms are my bad. This is what I'm here for.
I guess there's just none. So we live on the Missouri side. There's really
none. There's not much Missouri side. That's
correct.
Okay.
I love it.
That makes sense.
Missouri sucks.
So they like call
all the
it.
All the
strippers are known. I get that. I don't know. I feel like see, Missouri drives through the state. It's like very rude, but also like a very long drive.
It's a very long drive that you have to like.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Kansas is equally. Yeah.
Aunties and grannies got these exact same trays. Yeah, 1973. Anyway, let me stop. It's a classic. I think it keeps with the. Nah. Well, I'm just behind the camera.
grip and like it was a keep it tight.
Yeah.
Keep it from slipping, keep this hair from slipping.
Yeah.
Or somebody who has more coarse curly hair that's gonna stay kind of on its own. And I can use this product. That makes sense. Okay, yeah. I'm always interested on the science, like you know, like I don't know what's going on.
No.
I like over explain to my clients too. Like yeah, and they're like, Amy, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm like, no, I wanna tell you about why the color is
yes.
And like angles, I didn't even know that it was like part, like when you're doing highlights on somebody.
the word had gotten out the day before that Billy was doing it, so it was like
regular prize, $600.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Who else did you play with? Fish? I feel like he, or maybe that was,
I think it was Fish or Trey Anastasia, but
no, it was, I think it was Tab. I think you're right. I think it was Trey's band.
Okay.
Because he did, what song did they do? It was a cover. I'm trying to remember now. It's been so long since I played it, but I, it was a cover. It wasn't even a Fish song.
So thank you.
I'm gonna tell you, like, there's the one band that I really wish I could see this list as like, oh, my like ultimate favorite. But have, yeah. Like, do you see any of the tattoos on my arm?
No. I was like, I'm a big.
Oh, I love Led Zeppelin too. I'm like, yeah.
I need my Dr. Jimi Hendrix if that gives you an idea on the band.
Because I'm from Alabama, and I hit like all the southern starting like 2013, and 2014 was my, yeah, maybe, who knows?
Who knows? I know it. Dude. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Your maid of honor can flip it, or